This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora paramedic Peter Chikuniak will be sentenced for his role in Elijah McClain's death this afternoon. Chikuniak was the lead EMT on the scene when McClain was forcibly arrested by police. He made the call to give McClain an overdose of ketamine, which experts say caused the 23-year-old's death. An Adams County jury found Chikuniak guilty of criminally negligent homicide and assault in December. He has been in custody since. A man from Wheat Ridge is the latest Colorado to be arrested for his involvement in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. 34-year-old Matthew Melson is accused of assaulting police officers, pushing one officer, and trying to grab other officers' equipment. Melson is charged with two felonies and several misdemeanors. He is among at least 15 people from Colorado who have been arrested for their alleged involvement in the attack. A new air quality bill is the latest point of disagreement between Governor Jared Polis and environmental justice advocates. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The legislation concerns rules to cut pollution from large factories. The governor's administration approved a final version last year, which allows companies to pay for compliance in certain circumstances. That's a massive loophole, according to State Representative Manny Rutinel, a Democrat representing Commerce City. By closing it, he says his bill would restore trust in communities most impacted by air pollution.
The governor has an interest in making sure that these communities are on his side. So I think that there's room there to make sure that we come to some negotiations.
But a spokesperson for the governor's office says the 2023 rules are working and it has serious concerns about the new proposal. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Next on Morning Edition, Republicans in Congress opposing U.S. aid to Ukraine and the European countries trying to get them to change their minds. Across Colorado, a mostly sunny day, windy along the Front Range and in southern Colorado with high fire danger through the day in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, Canyon City, and Manitou Springs. Around Denver, it's mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. This is CPR News.